The question today is, how should a Christian dress? That depends on who you ask, but what does the Bible say? You realize today there's ditches on both sides of the road. We've got a faction of so-called Christians today who are in the liberal ditch. Anything goes. In fact, they wear as little as they can, and they're naked and out in the land, and they expose flesh, and God's not pleased with that. And then you've got another on the other side of the road who are legalistic. That's a legalism ditch that's motivated by law. A liberal ditch is motivated by lust, and the legalism ditch is motivated by law, and they say you've got to do this and got to do that, and it's rules and regulation. But we need to get in the middle of the road in liberty where grace operates, and that liberty is motivated by love, loving the Lord, loving others. And then when we do that, we'll not let use our liberty for a license to sin. And many people who say they're saved and say they've got liberty, they're under grace, they're really in the ditch of liberalism because they don't match what the Bible says about how Christians should dress. Now, it speaks more about how the women should dress than it does the men, because men are turned on by the eyesight more so that while women more or less by the touch. And I know it's worked now both ways in the unnatural society we live in today. But it talks about men in 1 Timothy 2:8 lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Then verse 9 says, in like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broided hair or golds or pearls or costly array. In other words, it said that men are to dress right, but it also says that men, women are to do that as well. In like manner, both are involved in this. But he said that women ought to adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety. Now, as we think about these styles that the world has, that's what the Ephesians were. They were lost, and they were controlled by the course of this age. In other words, the spirit of this age, which is rebellion. And it's all these ungodly styles that's out there today. And you said, but you can't find much in the store to wear. Well, you need to get to sewing or do something to dress like God said for you to dress, because you adorn yourself in modest apparel. Now, what is modest apparel? Modesty is something is where you wear some things in which you don't expose the nakedness of your flesh to the opposite sex. In other words, that includes the men as well as the women. I mean, you're not to do that. Wearing shorts, if you please, and exposing the thighs of your leg, and wearing low-cut dresses, and exposing your chest area, is not right. That's not right. God's not in that. He don't want that to be. Listen, God made you for a man, and He wanted you to dress and undress for your husband, and not to dress for the other people out there. You need to dress. You need to cover yourself. You need to cover yourself in modest apparel. Now, men, and when you wear clothing that's too tight and you have your shirt unbuttoned down about three buttons and try to show off the hair on your chest, you're not right either. You're not right with God in that. And you need to realize God wants you to cover up, both men and women, but modest apparel with shamefacedness. Now, that means that if you're saved, you've got the Holy Spirit living inside you, and if you was to dress immodest, it ought to cause you to blush. It because of that shamefacedness, that'd be blushing. Even in the dressing room, in some of the stores, if you was in there by yourself and you look in the mirror of the short dress, the miniskirt, a style, and a low-cut top, trying to expose the body parts that God never intended for the world to look upon, and too tight, if you please, and that type of thing, then it's not modest, and it ought to cause you to blush if you have the Holy Spirit of God inside you. Now, if you rebel against this that I'm preaching, you're rebelling against what God said. I'm just trying to tell you this is what you ought to do. See, our problem today is there's no subjection by our women to authority. There's no husbands who's meeting their responsibility to love their wives and provide for their wives so that the women will submit to them, and as a result, they'll dress like they want to. And men, you're putting your wife out on display for the men of the world to gawk at her and look at her and to lust after her flesh and commit adultery in their hearts, and that's not right. You say, I can't have any control over it. Well, if she needs to get saved, you need to get saved if you think that's all right. That is not all right. God said you're not to do that. In other words, you need to realize that you need to adorn yourself in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety. That means with sound reasoning. I want to tell you, a lot of these styles that's out there today and a lot of things that people wear, you just stop and look at them in Walmart. There's no sound reasoning in what they're at wear. In other words, they don't wear enough to us. I remember back in the early days when I was a young boy, I remember the preachers used to preaching in their churches and say, you people don't wear enough clothes to on the summertime to stuff the barrel of a double barrel shotgun. Well, I've got news for you now. It wouldn't be nothing but a 6-inch barrel of a .22 pistol would hold everything that some people wear, even out in public. I'm not talking about in your bedroom with your husband and your wife, if you please. That's God's place. God looked up on that and He said the marriage bed's undefiled. But God never intended for you to expose your body to the world out there. And you don't need to do that because you're causing men to lust after you. And you're putting yourself on display with such like. Don't tell me you don't like it, because you can look many times and watch. And some of the women who walk by, they look back to see if some of the men are looking at them. Because they've got their curves, they're showing their curves. And by the way, I know under law that many people used to use the Deuteronomy 22:5 and said, women should not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall he put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are an abomination to the Lord thy God. And they said women shouldn't wear a man's pants, and that's true. But yet, we're not under law, we're under grace, but those pants, the reason you shouldn't wear them is 1 Timothy 2:9, which says modest apparel, and they're not modest. One of the things that the boys have made a statement that it happens in schools here around this part of the area, they'll talk about the girls who wear the tight breeches and whatnot, and they'll pass by, and then they'll say, nickel, heads up. They're saying you can see the head of a nickel if they had it in the back pocket because they're so tight. Listen, that's not right. You're putting yourself on display. You're causing problems in the man's heart and life that doesn't need to be there. No wonder we've got so much immorality and marrying and giving in marriage and shacking up and premarital sex and babies being born out of wedlock and homosexuality is because of the nakedness of the flesh. People are not dressing like they say. They say they're Christian, but yet they do not wear the apparel that God says they should wear. Now, you realize something. He said, not with broided hair or golds or pearls or costly array. That don't mean you can't wear rings to a certain extent. Don't mean you can't do some things as far as fixing up your hair. But it means that you're not to have that as your main object and drawing attention to you. In fact, you don't want men to be drawing attention to you. Now, you can look at a good lady who's dressed right and walks right and is modest and whatnot. You can respect her and you'll have no lust in your heart toward that individual. You can thank God that there's somebody who's had some teaching who wants to stand. Well, if you've been saved, you've got the teacher, the Holy Ghost of God who lives in you. Bible said in the book of Titus chapter 2, verse 11, the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. And it says, then teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world. That's verse 12. And that, in other words, he sets up a classroom and says, he'll teach you to deny some things. That means not to accept, to reject, to refuse to something that's offered to you. And of course, it's deny ungodliness, and that's lack of reverence toward God. In other words, cease from doing those things that reveal a lack of reverence toward God. For you to wear an ungodly attire that's not modest is no reverence for your husband and no reverence for God. In other words, he said, deny lust, and that's that desire, that craving, that longing. And describe this worldly, belonging to the world, having the character of this present corrupt age, which means to have a desire for that which is forbidden. And God says, I don't want you to wear those things. You put your finger on them. You say, well, that won't keep a person from being saved. I understand that. But I want to tell you, if you make it an issue and you refuse to submit to what God says in His Word, if God speaks to your heart about that, if you refuse to do that, then you have no respect for God and you don't have the Holy Spirit living inside you. And if you don't submit to the authority of God's Word, you will not submit to God's authority when He comes dealing with lordship. And it is lordship, by the way. Amen. And He also told you in verse number 12 there of Titus chapter 2 that He'll teach you to live. In other words, soberly and righteously and godly in this present world. In other words, that means to conduct your life, to order one step, and that involves dress as well. soberly, with a sound mind and sound reasoning. As I said, that's akin to the word sobriety there that it talked about in 1 Timothy 2:9. There's a lot of things that people wear, just not any sound reasoning about it. And then, of course, righteously, that's upright, just, and justly, and honest, refers to our proper duties to our fellow man, and we're not to cast a stumbling block before our fellow man. If we wear such things that's immodest, it causes a stumbling block to be cast before them and cause those men, if you women do that, to cause them to commit adultery in their heart, and it's not right. Now, temptation is not sin, but the following after that's where the sin becomes. And, of course, living godly means reverently. That means devoted to God. And in other words, showing reverence toward God by our actions. And improper dress is not showing any reverence to God by your action. What amazes me is some people have no respect for the house of God. Well, listen, you ought to show reverence in the house of God. Come in dressed right and with covered up, not nakedness. I mean, it's sad today what happens in many churches today with the nakedness, the short dresses and the low-cut tops and the mini skirts, the tight breeches on the men and whatnot, and all those things, even shorts and pants and skin tight. Lord help us, that's not showing reverence to God. It's not showing reverence to the house of God. And Peter says something else about this in the book of 1 Peter chapter 3. You can read that. But he says there, whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting of hair and wearing of gold or putting on apparel. Now, he's not forbidding you to do some of those. He's just saying you don't need to, not to have the worldly adornment. The kind that you, in other words, the wear that you wear before you were saved. The immodest, the gaudy, the conspicuous. That draws attention to the flesh and self instead of reflecting Christ. That's the way he wants you to wear, what he wants you to wear, how he wants you to dress. You see, if a wife adorns herself opposite of what the Lord says, the beauty of the Lord's hidden beneath the veneer of worldliness. Most who do so, I'll have to say, are not saved. And there is no beauty of the Lord to show through that person, that individual. Now, Jezebel, I guess, is an example of a woman trying to catch a man's attention when she tied her hair, painted her face, and hollered out the window to Jehu. But Jehu said, throw her down, and he run over with a chariot. The thing about it is, you realize something. The Bible says, dress in modest apparel with shamefacedness. And those who do that, it ought to be attitude coming out with that as well. But those who do that, he said, are of great price, of surpassing value, in other words. I'm thankful for my wife who dresses modestly, and if I could, she could walk in the door anywhere, anytime, in any place. And I could say, ladies and gentlemen, my wife. And I wouldn't be ashamed of what she had on or what she didn't have on, because I know that she'd have on what that's modest in that sense. And she carries herself that way, and I'm thankful. That's because she reverenced me, and that's because she reverenced the Lord. You need to reverence God. How does a Christian dress? In modest apparel? With shamefacedness, and do it by reverencing the Lord and the Lord's house. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.